Wisdom is about love and relationships. The quality of the rest of your life will largely be determined by the people you choose to keep close to you. The quality of your life for the rest of your life will be largely determined by the friends that you choose, the kind of friends you choose, and how close you keep them to you. If you build wise friendships in your life, you're going to get wiser.
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Learning to Live Wisely.
Proverbs 4:12. Nothing will stand in your way if you walk wisely. Circle that. Nothing will stand in your way. In other words, you got your dream, you got your goal. Wisdom will show you how to get around all the barriers. Nothing will stand in your way. And you will not stumble. You're not going to make as many mistakes when you run if you are wise. Do you see how important wisdom is to your life? Do you understand why wisdom should be the number one goal of your life? Now, like everything else, wisdom is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Being close to God is a choice. Success is a series of making wise choices. Wisdom is a choice. You got to learn to be wise. The Bible is very specific that if you do certain things and you make certain choices, you will become a wiser and wiser woman. You will become a wiser and wiser man. Well, if wisdom has so many benefits to my life, why don't we live more wisely? And the answer is, it's harder. It's harder. It's quite easy to make foolish decisions. It's quite difficult to make wise decisions. We are not by nature wise people. By nature, we do the dumb thing. We do the foolish thing. We do the easy thing. You don't come out of the womb automatically being wise. Wisdom has to be learned. And until you do the five things that cause you to learn wisdom, you're not going to learn wisdom. You can go to school for the rest of your life and not learn wisdom. You could read all kinds of books and not learn wisdom, because wisdom is seeing life from God's viewpoint. So you've got to make a choice to learn. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 5, learn to be wise. Circle the word learn. You got to learn to be wise. And develop good judgment. That's a choice. It's your choice. You don't have to learn. You don't have to develop. It's your choice. Recently, I got a letter that said, Pastor Rick, I regret that I didn't open my life to Jesus until very late in my adult life. I regret that so much that I wasted so many years going in the wrong direction. I feel like I will never catch up. Well, you're wrong. You are never too old to learn to be wise. If you're alive, if your heart's beating, if blood is pumping through your veins, then you can learn to be wise. You're also never too young to learn to be wise. Wisdom has absolutely nothing to do with your age. You can be old and a fool. You can be young and wise. Would you agree with me? It's possible to grow older without growing up. Everybody agree with that? Don't look at them. You can grow older without growing up. A lot of people grow old. Wisdom, you can be old and still be a spiritual baby. You're still walking around in spiritual diapers at 95 years of age. Or you can be a young person and you can be full of a lot of wisdom because you're doing the things that make you wise. How do I learn to be wise? Well, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, you do five things. And just for fun, I decided to put these five things in acrostic, L-E-A-R-N. These are the five things you must learn to do in order to learn wisdom.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become Partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a Partner in Hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
How do I learn to be wise? Well, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, you do five things. And just for fun, I decided to put these five things in acrostic, L-E-A-R-N. These are the five things you must learn to do in order to learn wisdom. Let's look at them. Number one, the first thing, if I want to be wise, is the L in learn stands for I must listen to God's word every day. I must listen to God's word every day. Not just listen to the radio, not just listen to television, not just listen and read what's on the internet. I got to listen to God's word every day because that's where the wisdom comes from. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says this, start with God. The first step, start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Why? Because it comes from God. Let me show you the next verse, Proverbs 2, verse 6. It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and direction. You don't get it from television. You don't get it from the internet. You don't get it from magazines. Wisdom comes from God. Question, how many of you believe everything you read in the newspaper? Of course, none of us do. How many of you believe everything you hear on the radio or watch on television? No. How many of you believe everything you read on the internet? You don't. How many of you believe everything God says is true in his word? Question, why do we spend more time reading and listening to what we don't believe and what we do. Tell me the logic of that one, okay? Are you really going to be wiser reading about the Kardashians? No, that's going to make you dumber, okay? You're going to be more foolish. There are a lot of things in life you can read about. They don't build your wisdom. They just keep you pretty much about the same. You got to start with the Word. Now, the Bible says this, Proverbs 15, verse 14. A wise person is hungry for truth, while the fool feeds on trash. You got to print that verse out and tape it to your television. You're going to either feed on truth or you're going to feed on trash. And whatever you fill your mind with is what's going to come out. Garbage in, garbage out. If you want to be wise, you got to feed on truth every day, not feed on trash every day. Now, you remember a year ago when we did 40 days in the Word, and I talked about there are three kinds of things you can fill your mind with. You can fill your mind with poison, you can fill your mind with junk food, or you can fill your mind with health food. Three kinds of reading material or content. Poison is stuff that poisons your system. It's bad for you. It takes you down. Pornography is poison. We worry about air pollution. You should worry more about your mind pollution. What you allow in your mind is far more important than what you breathe, because this is the computer that runs your life. We worry about making sure my water is pure. I gotta have pure water. You should worry more about the pure content that goes in your mind. Some people are so open-minded, their brains fall out. You know, they let anything. It's like a railroad going through their mind. And they say, they say, well, I can watch that stuff. It just doesn't bother me anymore. That's the problem. You have become so desensitized to evil, it doesn't bother you anymore. You can watch a rape on a movie, it doesn't bother you. If that doesn't bother you, you got a problem. You have become desensitized to evil. If you can watch a rape and it doesn't bother you. And when you can watch stuff that is vulgar, profane, blasphemous, evil, vile, abusive, and it doesn't bother you, and you can read it, you have a problem. You have become a fool. Wise people protect their mind. They put on the helmet of salvation. They don't just let anything into their mind. That's poison. You keep it out. Now, the next category of stuff you can put in your mind is junk food. Junk food is neither good nor bad. It's just junk. And there's nothing wrong with junk food except that it has no nutritional value to it. And most of the stuff you see on TV, it's not evil. It's not bad. It's just junk food. It's what I call stuffing. And the problem with stuffing is when you stuff yourself with stuffing, you have no hunger for truth. When you feed on trash, you're not hungry for truth. If you go watch the television for 4 hours, you don't want to go read the Bible because you're full. Your mind is full. And you filled up on empty calories, stuff that doesn't help your body. It doesn't help your mind. A lot of things aren't necessarily wrong to watch or read. They're just not necessary. And so you have to, the wise person says, I'm not going to stuff my mind with stuffing. It's neither good nor bad, but it's just, do I really need to know this? Not really. You stuff your mind with stuffing, you have no hunger for truth. The wise person feeds on truth. That's brain food. That's soul food. That's nutritional food. It makes you wiser. Wiser in your relationships, wiser in your time, wiser in your money, wiser in your business, wiser in your parenting, wiser in your marriage and all these other areas because you're feeding on truth. So, number one, if I want to learn, I've got to every day spend time connecting to the truth. I've got to listen to God every day. We're going to do that, develop that habit. Number two, the E in learn, how you learn to be wise, the E is enlist a friend or enlist friends who challenge me. If you're going to be wise, you got to get some wise people in your life. It's like that old phrase, if you run, want to fly, soar with the eagles, you can't run with the turkeys. You got to put some smart, wise, godly people in your life. And if you don't have any of those people in your life, you need to enlist them. You need to get a few. You don't need a lot of friends in life, you guys. You don't really need to be popular. You just need a few good friends. Friends that build you up, not tear you down. Friends that are wise, not fools. If you hang around with fools, that's what you become. Now, we always grow in community. We always grow in connection. That's why we talk about small groups all the time. You cannot grow to spiritual maturity by yourself. Sorry, you just can't do it. You could go become a hermit or a monk and move to the top of a mountain and spend your life in silence and reading books, and you would not grow in wisdom. You can grow in knowledge, but you won't grow in wisdom. Why? Because wisdom is all about relationships. The Bible says wisdom is all about love. The Bible says God is love. Wisdom shows up primarily in relationships. That's why a lot of people have great educational degrees and their marriages are falling apart. They're educated, but they're not wise. You look at the relationships of a person to see if they're wise or not. Let me just pause there for a minute. You look at a person's relationships to see if they're wise or not. It's all about love. So if you don't have any relationships, then you don't have any love. And if you don't have any love in your life, you are not wise. Wisdom is about love and relationships. The quality of the rest of your life will largely be determined by the people you choose to keep close to you. The quality of your life for the rest of your life will be largely determined by the friends that you choose, the kind of friends you choose, and how close you keep them to you. If you build wise friendships in your life, you're going to get wiser. If you put stupid people around your life, you're going to have stupidness growing in your life. So I need to enlist friends who challenge me. You need a group in your life. Look at what the Bible says here on the screen, 1 Corinthians 15. Bad company corrupts good character. We know that. Doesn't just happen with teenagers. Happens with all of us. Peer pressure. Bad company corrupts good character. You need friends who build you up, not tear you down. You know, if I come over here to the edge of this stage and I'm trying to pull you up and you're trying to pull me down, which is it easier to do? Yeah, it's obvious. It's always easier for somebody to pull you down for them to pull you up. You need to not have friends in your life who pull you down. People who pull you down are not your friends. They're not. They're not your friends. If they're pulling you down, they're not your friends. Friends pull you up. The Bible says this, Proverbs 13:20, spend time with the wise and you will become wise. But spend time with friends of fools, be friends of fools, will suffer. Do you have anybody in your life who is giving input for good, for God in your life on a regular basis? That's called a small group. And you need to you meet with them once a week. You don't need to meet with them every day, but once a week, you get a small group of friends and they're building you up. They're encouraging you to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. If you don't have that, you're gonna give up. So I want you to get in a group. Now, how big is a group? I'm not talking 10 people. I'm not talking 8 people. Actually, in a small group, small is better. How many do I need a group? Jesus said it like this. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Question, would you have more time if you made fewer mistakes in life? Yes, you would, because you waste a lot of time cleaning up messes from foolish decisions. If you made wiser decisions, you'd have more time.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to become a partner in Hope, please let us know by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. Award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.